USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One of the most stunning moments last night was when Joe Biden admitted that he wants to abolish the oil industry. That wasn't too good.
President Trump at the first of his two campaign rallies in Florida on Friday, the president referring to the fact that on Thursday, the former vice president said he would eliminate fossil fuels. Biden also hitting the campaign trail in Wilmington, Delaware, says without proof, President Trump has waved the white flag in fighting this pandemic.
He's given up. He's quit on you. He's quit on your family. He's quit on America. He just wants us to grow numb and resigned to the horrors of this death toll and the pain it's causing so many Americans.
Wall Street ending the week on a down note, the Dow finishing down 28 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The United States is setting a record for coronavirus cases. Health officials confirmed just over 77,000 new COVID-19 cases on Thursday. That's the most ever in one day. With fall and winter ahead, Dr. Peter Hotez tells CNN we need to be on our guard.
The key is now hanging on now for the next four or five months where we're going to enter what may be the worst period during this epidemic. As bad as it's been, it's about to get worse.
The FDA is approving remdesivir as a treatment for COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has the story.
President Donald Trump used the drug when he was diagnosed with COVID-19 and recovered rather quickly. As mortality rates over COVID-19 continue to dissipate in America, the FDA has approved the antiviral remdesivir. Gilead, the drug maker, said the FDA approval was based on data that showed the drug cut hospitalizations by 5 days.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and President Trump exchanged jabs over their family's financial entanglements, coronavirus, and immigration. The final of two presidential debates taking place in Nashville, Tennessee on Thursday. The former vice president saying when it comes down to character, he's the choice you should be making for president. As far as Biden's character, former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer tells Fox News.
And on the character front, we know Joe Biden has lied. I mean, Joe Biden lied about being arrested when he went to South Africa to visit Nelson Mandela. There was a front page story in the Washington Post. Joe Biden told an emotional, moving, entirely fabricated series of lies about pinning a silver star on the chest of a Navy captain. None of it took place. Biden lied about finishing the top half of his law school. Who even cares about that? But Biden lied. So the question is he also lying about ever meeting with anybody from Burisma? Because he says he never discussed Burisma with his son Hunter. And no reporter's digging into that. So Biden's got character flaws.
Vice President Mike Pence and Second Lady Karen Pence cast their early votes in Indianapolis Friday morning. Pence appearing at a rally in Fort Wayne, Indiana on Thursday before flying to Indianapolis on Air Force Two. The vice president will be campaigning in Pittsburgh on Friday and heading to Florida on Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.